today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Hey. The Gemara starts Kosev Osachas Matrikun. Rabbi Shmuel ben Seira Mechayev Acham Potrin. If we're continuing our discussion on the Lach of Kosev, so the Mishnah has a Machlokas Tanaim. If you're Chayev for writing a single letter, that's supposed to be an abbreviation for a much larger word. So the Gemara says, Gemara gives seven examples where in the Torah itself, something that the Torah says could be understood as a Matrikun, as an abbreviation for a much bigger phrase. Some of the examples are Av Hamon Gayim, about Avram Avinu, that Av stands for Av Nesaticha Lu'umos, Bachur Nesaticha Lu'umos, and Hamon also stands for a whole bunch of things that Avram Avinu excels at, except the Hay stands for a Ches over there, because the Hay and Ches are interchangeable. And then there's the more famous one, Anochi from the Asaras Tadibros, is Anod Nafshi Ksivus Yehivus, that Hashem says, I wrote and gave my Nefesh, or I gave over myself, or alternatively, Amira Ni'ima Ksiva Yehiva. Seven different examples the Gemara has of how you could have Natrikan in the Torah. Then we go on to say, Kosif Shteyosius Beshteya Elemos, final Mishnah in the Perek brings machlokas between the Chacham and Rav Gamliel, that a person writes a letter b'shogeg, realizes what he had done, and then later on in the day writes a second letter b'shogeg. So machlokas revolves around the issue of ein yediyah l'chatzi shir, yesh yediyah l'chatzi shir. When you realize that you did a chatzi shir of a melacha, does that count as a realization to now no longer be able to be mitstaref with continuing the melacha later on to be chayiv for one full shir? So that's a machloka, that's the subject of the machlokas of the Mishnah, and that's how the parak ends. Hadron Allah Chabona. The 13th parak of Masech Shabbos begins. Rabbi Lazar Omer Ha'orig Shlosha Chutin B'tchila Va'achas Ala Orig Chayiv. Rabbi Lazar holds that when you're starting to weave a beged, so if you weave three strands into the beged, that's the shear to be chayiv. But if you already have a beged that you're adding a string to, then even if you add only one string, you're going to be chayiv. But the Chum say no, the shear is always two strings. It doesn't matter if you're starting, if you're in the middle, it makes no difference. The shear is always going to be two strings according to the Chumim. Hatofer Shtei Tfiros. Mishnah reminds us that of the malacha to sew and the malacha of korea, of tearing two stitches. The only reason the Mishnah reminds us of these malachas, the Gemara says, is to introduce us to the next Mishnah, that a korea b'chamaso v'almeso v'kol makalkulin peturin. If somebody tears in anger or in mourning over a dead relative or any destructive act, he's exempt from punishment for tearing. Not really a dead relative, we'll see soon, but he's exempt from the punishment for tearing. And the Gemara raises two questions about this. First of all, there's an opposing brisa that says HaKorea al meso chayiv, that when somebody tears for a mace, he's chayiv. So why is it that our Mishnah says that you're potter? It's considered makalkel. So Gemara answers that the Mishnah that says you're potter for tearing over a dead relative has to be speaking about a person that you have no requirement to tear for. It means it's a completely destructive act. This would mean that the person wasn't one of the seven closest relatives, he also wasn't a chacham, nor was he an adam kasher, and you weren't there b'shas yitzias neshama. Because if any of those were the case, you'd have a chiv to tear kriya, then it wouldn't be called mekalkel. It has to be a situation where there was no chiv whatsoever to tear kriya, and that's why it's mekalkel. The Braisa also teaches, second problem is, that the Braisa teaches that when you tear b'chamaso out of anger, you're chayiv, which directly contradicts the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that korei b'chamaso is pater. So the Gemara answers, no, that the Mishnah assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that a person is pater for melach shein tzricha legufa, any melach that you do for a different purpose than it was done for in the Mishkan. The Braisa says you're chayiv, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're chayiv from melach shein tzricha legufa. So even though Rabbi Yehuda would normally pater somebody for something that's purely destructive, tearing in anger is not considered to be completely destructive, since ka'avid nachas ruach liyitzro, it helps him calm down his yitzro hara, it helps him cool off a bit when he's able to express his anger by tearing something. Now, generally speaking, tearing, breaking, throwing things in anger is indicative of a person who's on the path that's going to lead him straight to Avodah Zarah, but sometimes it is appropriate to outwardly show anger. Lemir me'imasa in shibese, to strike fear in the members of his household, the Gemara says that is appropriate sometimes. In fact, there are several examples the Gemara gives of great Amoraim, like Rav Sheshas, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Abba, who would tear clothing, broken utensils, fish, they would throw fish brine, break a lid off a pitcher, different types of things, just to strike fear in the members of their household, but not because they were actually angry, but as a way of showing anger. Lemir me'imasa in shibese. Then the daf concludes with four statements, and going into tomorrow's daf already, four statements about proper reaction to death. Number one, Hashem counts and saves up the tears that are shed for the loss of an adam kasher. Number two comes Asal Bespedel Shel Chacham Royal Kovar B'Chayev. Anyone who is lazy in eulogizing a Chacham deserves to be buried alive. Number three, Kol Misasal Bespedel Shel Chacham Eino Marach Yamim. Anyone who is lazy in eulogizing a Chacham is not going to end their lives in, they may end their lives in good condition, but they're not going to live to an old age. And finally, Echad Mina Achin Shemes Yidagu Kola Achin. When one brother or one member of a group dies, all of the brothers or all the members of that group have to worry. Amrila demes gadol va'amrila demes katan is machlokas in the Gemara, whether that applies when the greatest person in the group died or the smallest person in the group dies. But those are four different statements about a proper reaction to a death of somebody.